You're listening to 1520 AM WCAG Westchester. Heard worldwide at WCAG1520.com.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today, we're up on the roof with Ray Rosewall from Da Vinci Roofscapes. He'll be sharing helpful tips to knowing when you need a new roof and what to think about before you replace your roof. We're giving away a powerful Bostitch roofing nailer that's great for tough work of installing roof shingles. So if you have questions about your roof and if you like the tool that's up for grabs, stay tuned. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
The flat is evil.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Welcome back to My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa.
Hi, hon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great today, and I am so fired up.
Yeah, well, after that intro music, who couldn't be?
Well, do you know why I'm fired up? Wait, let me tell you.
Oh, please tell me. Is this news to me? Are you pulling a surprise radio trick?
I am. I'm kind of going off topic for a second because I am so fired up because today H&M is debuting their line of Jimmy Choo shoes and apparel. And it is so exciting for a girl like me. So I just wanted to mention that. They have shoes that are starting at about $70, and usually they're like $700. So
that sounds like a good value to me.
It is.
Here's what I care about.
What do you care about?
High heels.
Yeah.
Do they have them?
Yes, lots of them.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Stilettos?
Yeah. Really high stilettos.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Really, really
fun. And where might one get some of these
products? Well, they're only in a few stores in this in the United States. I think there's like 10 stores, and 5 of them are in New York, but Chicago and LA and San Francisco too. So we don't have them here in Philadelphia yet, but I'm totally excited and waiting for them.
Oh, well, this is big news. I, on the other hand, am wearing my Timberland Pros, which are probably not in the premium fashion
market. Are they stilettos?
Kinda.
Okay.
I've altered them.
Well, today we are up on the roof, and I don't think Mark should be wearing his stiletto work boots on the roof.
No, we're not wearing Jimmy Choo's up on the roof. We are Timberland Pro on the roof, of course.
Yes.
And our show topic this week is roofs, roofing, roof installation, roof.
Yes, more roof.
You know, I used to work with a guy who would say that.
Yeah.
That's a chapter in the Carpenter's Notebook.
It is. It's a great book. I've read it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the guy would scream at me, more Clement, more roof, more roof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
And Mark's been up on the roof. He finished our porch, which is great. It's beautiful.
Well, finished the porch roof, but yes. And yeah. That's sort of the source code for this entire show. Because we used a product called Da Vinci Roofscapes, which is a synthetic slate roofing tile. And we fell in love with it for about 80 reasons.
Yes.
So the rest of the show is me listing those reasons.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's very exciting. But it really is a really nice roof because whenever we change our one-year-old's diaper, we look out the window, and the window is over the porch.
Yes.
And the porch roof
overlooks the roof.
And before, I used to not even look at the roof because we live in a town that is basically an Italian town, and they have the most beautiful gardens, our neighbors do. So I used to look out at the pretty flowers and everything, and now I actually look at the roof instead.
Oh, it is. And our neighbors are great because I think some of them have imported their landscaping from the Vatican.
And, it's true. It's absolutely. We are so lucky.
Watch this. It's through the roof.
Uh-huh.
That's horrifying how bad that is. But this dovetails with a design element about roofing that I've written about before. And think about it. It's besides the walls, it's the biggest thing in your house.
It makes a really big statement, just like your shoes.
just like your shoes.
Uh-huh.
So do we have a guest helping us today?
Ray Rosewall from Da Vinci Roofscapes. He is the president and CEO.
I'm the president and CEO of my fix-it-up life, not really.
No, you're not.
I'm glad he's joining us. This will be fun to talk with him.
And we're also giving away a Bostitch roofing nailer, too. And that's something that Mark uses a lot.
We're not giving away mine. I use that.
No, I don't think we would give away yours, hon.
Oh, so Bostitch is going to give us a new one.
No, not giving us. They're going to give someone, a fan of the show, who wrote to us or called in and said why they wanted it.
Oh, I understand. Yes. And we've gotten some very good reasons why people want to win a Bostitch roofing nailer.
Yes, there are a lot of good reasons why. So that'll be coming up later on in the show. And there's still time to win. Just call us at 610-701-9243 or email us at info@myfixituplife.com in the next 20 minutes and you can enter to win.
You could enter to win. Reasons better be good. We challenge you.
Because we've gotten some good ones.
And that's all happening today.
On My Fix It Up Life.
Popular Mechanics Magazine provides answers for today's times with informative how-to and how-it-works stories on automotive, science, technology, and, of course, the home. Popular Mechanics provides the instruction and inspiration for the My Fix It Up Life crowd. Check out popularmechanics.com for the latest in science and technology news, their homeowners clinic, online automotive reviews, and the gadget of the week, or better yet, order a subscription. Just $10 for 12 issues. That's just 83 cents an issue for the only magazine that gives you the hands-on advice for all the topics you need to know. A great tool for the My Fix It Up Life toolbox is Popular Mechanics. Visit the site or order your subscription today at popularmechanics.com. Wind you up and don't stop till your time is up. Wind it up. You ready? Wind it up. You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and you are at our Fix It Up Finds section of the program.
Yeah.
This is fun. We have some good Fix It Up Finds this week. And my darling dear.
Yes.
Would you like to go first?
Oh, ladies first? Are you sure you don't want to go first, honey?
Free choice Fix It Up Finds.
Okay, I can go first.
Yeah, go ahead, go first.
Well, first I want to say that this week marked the 40th anniversary of Sesame Street.
I was raised watching Sesame Street, mm-hmm. and it's a big deal. I mean, that's a big cultural shift right there.
They have had more than 4,000 episodes of Sesame Street. And so they celebrated it this week, Sesame Street, and they did a lot of different things. And one of them is an exhibit in D.C. at Union Station. So if you're taking Amtrak through there, or if you live in the D.C. area, check it out. They have a photo exhibit, and it's called The Longest Street in the World. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat. And Union Station is one of my favorite buildings of all time.
Yeah, it is gorgeous in there.
Place is great.
Yeah, we should go there.
We've been there. We know what it looks like.
Well, we should go there again.
Okay.
Okay. And also, my Fix It Up Finds this week has to do with Veterans Day.
Okay, very important holiday.
A program that we watched together this week.
Seriously, guys, we held hands. It was awesome. No, seriously.
It's so romantic.
And we were sitting on flower petals and stuff. It was the best. Uh-huh.
A program called American Heroes that aired on HGTV on Wednesday, and it featured Veterans housing projects by Rebuilding Together Philadelphia and St. Louis.
Yeah, and Rebuilding Together is actually based here and started here in Philadelphia. And it is effectively a group that employs volunteers to remodel homes for people in need. And particularly for this show, they helped out some veterans in transition from homelessness and some other things to get back on their feet.
It's really good. And they have 40 community-based organizations now. So they're all over the country, and they have projects always going on and looking for volunteers. So if you're curious about it and you want to volunteer and help out, go to rebuildingtogether.org and check out what projects they have going on right now.
Yeah, in your area. And whether you want to be selfish and brush up on your own home improvement skills, or give back, or some combination of the two, it's a really good way to do it.
It really is. And in fact, our guest next week, Jeff Devlin, who's on Spice Up My Kitchen, he actually helped with the project that was on the American Heroes project.
He was on the Philadelphia build.
Yeah,
he was. Cool.
So that's pretty cool, too.
Oh, maybe he'll want to talk about that a little bit, even though it's a kitchen show next week.
That's true.
Yeah, no talking about rebuilding together.
Okay, that's off the table. But another fix-it-up find I have is I found something called the Fun Theory.
Now we're talking.
Okay. And it's something I found on YouTube, and it has had more than 7 million views so far. And it's a video on taking the stairs, and it was filmed in Stockholm. And it looks like it was filmed in a transit station, which is pretty cool. And they pose the question, can we get more people to use the stairs if we make it fun? And you know what they did to make it fun?
Oh, tell me. This is just, I cannot wait for this answer.
They painted the stairs so it looked like a piano and put sound in there, too, so that when you walked up the stairs, it made noise, and you could actually, like, play music, too.
You know what? People like to exercise if it's fun. They like to learn things if it's fun. That's human nature.
Totally. And so they found that 66% more people than normal chose to use the stairs, which was really fun. And if you're curious about checking it out, you go to YouTube and search for piano stairs. And we'll have a link on our website later on today to that, too.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'll check that out.
So what were your fix-it-up finds? Are they better than mine? I don't think they can be.
Both of my fix-it-up finds smell good.
Oh, no.
It's true.
Oh, no.
No, it's true, and you're going to like it, because one of them...
I'm just curious what smells bad, what you're comparing it to. What am I in store for
one
later?
One of them has to do with a family company, and one of them has to do with my armpits.
Can we do the family one first?
We can. Okay. I found a note written by Fisk Johnson from the S.C. Johnson Company, and they make stuff like Windex and Glade and Pledge and things that I don't know how to use. But he wrote a note that basically ties into something I wrote in the Carpenter's Notebook, which is, and we live our lives like this in our family. We do what's right, not what's easy.
Yes.
Now, he wrote a note, and I saw it's a full-page ad in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and I understand it may have been written by the marketing department, although if you see the ad, it looks like it was written by a real typewriter.
Is that what you believe?
So I have a couple questions for Mr. Johnson. First of all, if it is a real typewriter, where do you get typewriter ribbon?
Uh-huh.
Secondly, I want to just excerpt a little bit of it, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay. Along the lines of doing
what's right. Are we going to hear from their legal department if you excerpt from it?
They may. Fisk, if you're listening and want to call in, the number is 610-701-9243.
There are a lot of opportunities at our house to use your product.
Oh, yeah. If you can send tanker trucks of Windex, go right ahead.
Hummer's full, right, hon?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Hummer's full would be awesome. H3T's.
And we can keep the Hummers, too, Go ahead.
We say S.C. Johnson is a family company. Let me explain what that means. We don't report to Wall Street. The decisions we make come down to caring for you and the world we share, not what analysts want to hear. And, quite frankly, that doesn't always mean doing what's easy. But when I go to bed at night, I know what we're trying to do is right. That's important to me. It's important to us as parents.
Yes.
And it's important, the message we impart to our kids. So whether it's marketing or what Fisk really thinks, and Fisk, again, you're invited to call, you can check out SC Johnson at scjohnson.com. And I've got to make a quick segue here, because we're running out of fix-it-up time.
We have enough time, but we might not have enough time. I'm scared of what the smelly thing is that you're going to talk about.
Well, the next smelly thing is good-smelling stuff. Are you familiar with the Mitchum brand of deodorant and antiperspirant?
Yes, sir.
Personal health care, do you call that?
Uh-huh.
I know what that aisle is in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Anyway, I noticed on a poster that I saw a slogan that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And the slogan is smartly put together. If you hate it when there's no assembly required, you're a Mitchum man.
Mm-hmm.
See where that's going?
Yes.
See the fix it up stuff? Mm-hmm. We put stuff together here.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I'm starting a contest here on this show right now.
Wait a second.
Right now.
Wait a second.
Underline, underscore, bold, italics.
Have you got, you know, has legal got involved, you know, marketing?
You always ask about legal and marketing. I can start a contest.
Can you?
And the contest is this.
I don't think you have approval for this.
I'm going to give you a couple more, and you can visit MitchumMan.com.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they have women's products as well. If you've ever given up your seat, like on a train, you're a Mitchum Man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give up my seat in the studio right now and stand here to be a Mitchum Man. If you still order your coffee small, medium, large, you're a Mitchum Man.
Okay. So the contest is what?
A Fix It Up Life Mitchum Man contest. Give us your best, if you are this, then that Mitchum Man slogan.
And email. What's the prize?
You will win something that we have or don't have.
Yeah.
At least our everlasting praise.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the My Fix It Up Life audience assignment. We're looking for the best slogans.
All right. So go on Facebook, I guess, right?
And Facebook would be a great place to do it.
And post whatever your slogan might be, or send us an email at info@myfixitiplife.com.
Yeah. That'd be a great way to do it.
That would be good. And I think we are up against a break, and we will have to come back in a moment with My Fix It Up Life. Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you their exclusive homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. They also offer natural aromatherapy oil, perfumes, and soy candles. All of Green Street Luxury products are made with natural oils and ingredients, and most of their products are vegan or vegetarian friendly. Green Street Luxuries keeps packaging simple to keep the price down for you and to stay environmentally friendly. Their containers are recyclable, renewable, and sustainable. And they donate 5% of annual sales to local charities. Healthy skin, environmentally friendly, and affordable? Why not try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com? That's greenstreetlux.com. With My Fix It Up Life, and we actually have a question we want to answer today.
Yeah, and we have a great question that shows how awesome we are.
Really?
It comes from another country.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to know what that country is? It's Japan.
I know, it's Japan.
We got a call. Yeah, we got a call. An e-call.
Uh-huh.
Email call. Maybe you should just read the question.
We got an email.
Right. One of those things.
Yeah. Written in English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we read it?
We can.
Does it happen today?
It will happen today. Okay. This is the email. It says, hi, guys.
Are you going to read it in Japanese?
Oh, no.
Just checking. I just want to make sure.
Oh. No.
Teresa speaks a little Japanese.
A little bit. I took Japanese in high school.
And Japanese and French is Japanois.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. This is what the email says. Reception isn't too good here in Japan, so I can't get you live, but I do enjoy listening to your podcast on your website. Oh, I love him already. Your show is funny and informative and helps me get off the couch so I don't turn into a sumo wrestler. Anyway, on to the point. I see a lot of houses here, most of them built in the more traditional Japanese style, with roofing consisting of lacquered clay tiles, not unlike the orange-tiled rooftops you see all over Europe. I love the look, especially with the ubiquitous added detail that gives these homes that special character. What I'm wondering, and this may come into play if and when I get around to building my own home, is whether there are solid practical reasons for going with this sort of roofing rather than common wood, tar paper, and shingling we see everywhere now. I would guess a tile roof, including the extra support necessary for the added weight, would cost more than wood and tar, but are there advantages as well? Or are some people just sticklers for tradition? So that is from Kevin in Japan. And let's help him.
Well, yeah, let's help him. And I love this question because it goes into something we were talking about earlier where, and this happens a lot in Japanese architecture where the detail is awesome, but they use the roof as a design element mm-hmm. to enhance quality of life in the home. And that's the architectural reason. But practical reasons beyond beauty abound for using what he's calling, I forget what he called it, but they're essentially clay or possibly concrete.
He was saying
tiles.
A lacquered clay tile, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably glazed, like mm-hmm. in a kiln. You know, like when you cook a brownie, it gets a skin on it.
Uh-huh.
If you'd like to send us brownies...
Oh, you're okay. always begging right. everyone for all food. Right. People will think I don't feed you.
Yes, there are practical reasons.
Uh-huh.
One, like the Da Vinci roofscapes we're going to do, it's a 50-year or probably longer mm-hmm. roof. So basically, it's bulletproof. Secondly, because of the medium, because of what it's made out of, you can customize all kinds of awesome, like eave details or finials and things of that nature. So you've got customizable beauty, total durability, and complete utility. Also, there are some issues you need to deal with if you are doing clay, because they're heavy.
Okay.
As compared with, say, an asphalt shingle roof, which is roofers speak in squares, mm-hmm. a square in roofer talk.
Yeah.
And I'm tough guy, roofer talk. Is 100 square feet is one square. And a square of asphalt shingles is going to be somewhere around 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. A little less, a little more, depends. A square of clay tiles is going to be, or concrete tiles, is going to be upwards of 800 or 900 pounds. So mm-hmm. guess what? You might have to double up your roof rafters. You might have to add purlins or braces in the attic. If you're building new, you might have to use 2x12s or engineered kind of framing to carry that weight. And if you have snow and those kinds of things, it's important. So those are things to consider. But there's also one other thing to consider.
Yes.
He said in there, mm-hmm. are people just sticklers for tradition?
Yes, he did.
Well, I would be a stickler for the tradition of clay tile roofs, and I'll tell you why. They originated in China about 10,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They emerged simultaneously also in Mesopotamia mm-hmm. around that time, and have since made global stops on their tour in Europe and
oh my goodness.
The American Southwest, where they're very popular, and in commercial
buildings.
You have
the concert t-shirt and everything, too.
And even here in Philadelphia, where they used to adorn the La Ronda Mansion, which I believe is now dust.
That's a sore spot, I think, for a lot of people
that's
in
a killer.
This area.
So, bottom line, I've replaced plenty of, quote, and I'm wagging my fingers in the air now, quote, 20-year roofs well before 20 years was up. So if you're thinking about a premium roof like a clay tile or the Da Vinci, you're talking about getting more than double, maybe even triple the life. So utility, beauty, and stickler for a 10,000-year tradition. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think that sounds good, too.
Hey, those are good reasons.
Yeah. I hope that helped, too. I know that Kevin is probably listening on his podcast, on our, you know, podcast right now, and not live. But
not live, yeah. Isn't it yesterday there? Is it
no.
3 days ago?
I think it's, like, 12 hours ahead, isn't it?
It's tomorrow?
No.
He's going to have to be younger to listen to this show.
Okay.
I'm not so much
getting,
with the time.
Getting back to it. Kevin, send us an email and let us know what you think.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you again from Japan. It validates my very existence to know that there's an international play here.
He needs a lot of validation, unfortunately. Yeah.
That's a show called My Fix It Up Psychiatric Life.
And I think that we are up against another break, so I think that we're going to have to say
we'll
be back in a moment with My Fix It Up Life.
Did you know that melanoma, a type of skin cancer, is the most frequent cancer found in women aged 25 to 29 and the second most frequent kind of cancer found in women 30 to 34? I didn't know either until my sister-in-law was diagnosed. With the help of her children, family, and friends, she fought the disease and created an event called Race Against the Sun 5K to help educate her community about melanoma. Just 2 weeks before the event, she lost her battle with melanoma at age 38. The National Cancer Institute estimates that there will be more than 1 million new cases of skin cancer by the end of this year, and that every hour one person dies from melanoma. The good news is that melanoma is preventable and treatable if you use sunscreen with SPF 15 or greater. And always get any new spots on your skin checked by a dermatologist. Don't wait. Late-stage melanoma rarely responds to therapy. Brought to you by Race Against the Sun, a Lehigh Valley organization dedicated to putting melanoma on the run. Visit www.raceagainstthesun.org.
I was going to say that we have a caller on the line here at My Fix It Up Life, but as happened to us 2 weeks ago with Carrie Lee Halkett.
Oh, yeah, we lost her, and yeah.
And why do I always have to bring this segment back in? Because the geosynchronous orbit.
Maybe they don't
lose
them. They just hear you and they get scared or afraid, or maybe it was the thing about smell.
Well, maybe if I was using more Mitchum products.
Yeah, maybe we would keep our callers on the line.
Okay, if you can smell me through the phone, I've obviously got issues, but the good news.
And we're going to need to have some strong, like, strong stomach callers call in.
Yeah, at My Bucket Up Life. You really get in there, put on your shoulder pads and helmet, put in your mouthpiece. The good news is.
She did ask a question over the break.
Well,
so.
our ace producer engineer, Matt Lombardo.
Yes.
He locked it down.
Yes,
when
he did.
Realized. So, yeah. The question that Matt got. Matt, your penmanship is wonderful. Clearly taught by nuns. I need to
If you can read that, you'll be able to read anything. I might as well have written it in the sand and have it blown away, you know, the way I write. So good luck with that question there, big guy.
I need to, and there's a lot of R's. I think it's this. I need to replace my roof. How do I go about hiring a good roofing contractor? This is the first time I've ever done or considered a roof replacement.
Okay.
Important question.
That's a really important question.
And
because it's, you know, hiring any contractor is, there's a lot of things that you need to consider.
Yeah. Do you have like a top three, top five, like for every contractor?
Well, I do.
I have a whole series of questions I ask.
I'm afraid of those.
Oh, yeah.
As I am with most things that you're going to say.
This is where contractor Mark locks dudes down. So what's your more passive?
I don't lock dudes down. I just am careful about who comes into my home and who works on my home. Because
it's
where my family is. And, and you know, whoever that we have in the house.
Yeah. Yep.
Is going to be around the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And might influence my husband in some kind of way that I might have to clean up afterward. The first thing I would do is go and look at the Association for Roofing. And I think it's the National Roofing Contractors Association. And there's a list of contractors, roofing contractors.
Whether or not they're good is no guarantee, but they've gone to the effort to join the association.
So that's probably a good sign, a good first sign.
Yeah.
But another thing is to ask family and friends or neighbors who have had any work done, or ask any contractors that have worked on your house or any family, friends, or neighbors if they know anyone too, because that's another good way.
Yeah. Or if I'm your neighbor, you can ask me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you're stalking me and you're outside my house right now, you can't ask me. I'm not there.
Stalking you?
Don't famous people get stalked?
Uh-huh. So why do you think you're going to be stalked?
The look on her face was Mona Lisa precious. That was, you know what? We're not doing...
You said famous, right?
We're not doing any more shows.
You said famous, right? All right, moving on.
You might have just put the kill switch on this whole show, Mark. My goodness, she has a look of panic over there.
We're not doing any more shows because they can't get better than that look. So thanks for joining us on My Fix It Up Live.
Let's answer her question.
Okay.
References are important. And also asking when they might be available to work on your house is really important, too, because especially in this economy, they might be trying to book jobs for the next couple of years.
Right.
Yeah. And then you don't want to, you know, have your deposit getting taken.
And those are important steps to go through because, you know, you flip open the phone book or look online or whatever. It's hard to know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
But once the guy shows up in your driveway, and this is what I use, this is a series of sort of tests I use when I'm hiring subcontractors, which I do all the time in my remodeling practice.
Yes.
And it basically revolves around this. Mm-hmm. I ask open-ended questions that they should know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, I know that I got trouble on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, they should have a detailed answer. The key is to know the answers to the question. So I'm going to give some roofing questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
So what are things that a roofer should know when you're interviewing them to do your house? Well,
there's a couple of things. First of all, if you're going to be taking the existing roof off, which usually happens if one, the roof is in very bad shape, which is obvious just from looking at it. Two, if you have two or more courses of shingles, it's got to come off and come down to the roof deck. That's not a gentle process. So my question to them is, how are you going to manage the trash? Is it a dumpster? Is it a dump truck? Is it some beater dump truck that's going to be leaking oil in my driveway? Do I want a dumpster in my driveway? Those kinds of things. And very important to know.
Well, and with that, you know, if you have any ornamental trees or any kind of special plants or even kids, you know, how are they going to manage all of that material coming off and making it safe? Because what if the place where all your kids play is your backyard in the whole neighborhood? You have to make sure that you plan for that.
Yeah, if you live where we live, you can't get a dumpster necessarily anywhere near a roof. So you may be paying a premium price. And anyway, what to do with trash? You want to look and see if they have a well-developed, thought-out plan for that. The second one is if you're going to get a ridge vent. One, ask them if you need it. Two, if they say, sure, yeah, we'll put it in, say, well, what about soffit vents? And if they don't know the answer to that question, they're not a good enough roofer. Because a ridge vent, in order to work, we won't go into it, needs soffit vents. The other thing is when they cut the ridge vent in, is it, or, you know, is anything going to happen in the attic? The answer is your attic is going to fill up with shingles and sawdust and all kinds of stuff. So if they don't know the answer to that, they're not thinking it through. So the key here is to ask open-ended questions you know the answer to test them. And also, last thing, because I think we have another caller on the line.
We do,
am I right about that? Okay. Then I'm not answering that phone call because it'll get hung up on. But eye contact. Eye contact. Whenever I have a subcontractor come through the door, if they don't look me in the eyes, I know I'm going to have problems.
Yeah. That's something that we try to teach the kids. Well, I guess just Lexi, because Jack's kind of one, and that's kind of hard to
We'll
teach
get
him.
To that.
Yeah, but that's really an important thing that we talk about at our house, is always have eye contact.
Yeah, look at the colors of their eyes and say what it is to yourself. It's important.
Yeah, exactly.
So are we going to the call directly? Why don't we go to the call directly? Who's on the horn?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You're on My Fix It Up Life. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. Love the show.
Oh.
Oh, thank you. Someone quickly mailed him $20.
We're losing a lot of money because Mark keeps sending out $20 to everybody who calls in.
Now, I'm the polite one on the show, so I'm going to ask first.
Really?
To whom are we speaking?
Oh.
George. My name is George Coward.
George Coward. And George, what's your deal? What are you calling us about?
All right, here's the question. All right, I'm a full-time police officer, part-time contractor. My next job, I got to install a skylight in an existing roof.
Okay.
And my thing is, this guy, I know it can be a little bit tricky, and the client is persnickety.
Right.
And I really want to make sure this thing doesn't leak. Like, is there anything you guys recommend I can do, like, above and beyond the normal thing, just to make sure that this skylight, you know, doesn't leak at all with the rain?
Oh, well.
Oh, the rain has been a huge problem. Where are you calling us from, George?
I'm from Jersey.
Oh, so you know the rain.
Yeah, it's raining now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
It rained more this summer. More water fell out of the sky this summer than I have ever seen in my entire life.
And yesterday, too, our area got hit pretty bad. Yeah.
Well,
my first question is, why don't you just arrest the rain?
You know, and I actually considered that, but the cuffs are so small, and there's so many of them. The paperwork is horrendous. I'm not going through all that.
I want to thank you for humoring Mark with that question. I appreciate it, but I'm going to hear about it later. So,
yeah. Small handcuffs and paperwork. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do is install skylights in a location where it doesn't rain, say inside or Arizona.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So thanks for calling.
No, thank you. You answered every question superbly. Thank you.
Yeah. So that should work in New Jersey.
Mark,
actually, I do have a real solution to the problem.
Yes.
And it's something I'm going to do with the skylights we have when we do our roof. And it's simple. You can make it yourself if you have a sheet metal break, or you can actually fabricate it out of a piece of drip edge and a piece of metal. And all it is an L-shaped curb that you would tuck in under the shingles above the skylight at a slight pitch, so that most of the volume of water coursing down the roof gets diverted before it even gets into hitting the existing skylight flashing.
Mm-hmm.
So the existing skylight flashing should work, but weaving these into a roof remodel is tough in the first place. So this is what I call a belt and suspenders approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's what Mark's wearing right now, too.
Yeah, I wear a belt and suspenders.
All the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And padlocks.
Oh, my goodness. It helps with the smell.
Yeah. If you've been listening to the show, smell is a theme on this program. So, yeah, seriously, it has rained so much. And if we get snow loads like we've had rain, you're really going to want to do that. And the thing is, it's cheap and easy, and you can show your customer that you're really going the extra mile.
Okay.
That
makes complete sense.
Okay. Cool. That helps you.
A whole lot.
Oh, okay. Good. Now, let me ask you another question.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm assuming when you say police officer, you're out on the street doing police officer stuff.
Yeah, that type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Police officer stuff.
Don't you get enough adventure in your 9-to-5 job that you don't have to go up on a roof to put in a skylight? I mean, what's wrong with you?
Clearly not at all. You know what I mean? There is far too much danger that I just have to get involved in. So.
Oh, my goodness. are you on a roof, or are you, I guess, police officering right now?
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're calling us from the back of a, and lie about this, okay? Are you calling from the back of a SWAT team van on the way to, you know, with one of those battering rams to take down a house or something like that?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the go-ahead, and once they give that to me, I got to hang up. So.
Okay.
SWAT Team George situation.
Is allowed to call again.
Oh, yeah, he is.
You're becoming one of our favorite callers as we go through this. So,
Well, send us an email and let us know how that worked out for you at info@myfixituplife.com. We would love to know.
I appreciate it, and
okay.
I will do that. And let me go grab some donuts right now, and I will be talking to you guys later.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And
thanks, George.
Coming up next, we have a special guest, Ray Rosewall from Da Vinci Roofscapes on My Fix It Up Life.
Mark your calendars. My Fix It Up Life is the place to be for home improvement celebrities. If you want to know what's hot from their point of view, don't miss these upcoming My Fix It Up Life shows. Tune in November 21st when we'll be talking kitchens with Spice Up My Kitchen star Jeff Devlin. On December 12th, we're talking tools and women with celebrity designer Nicole Sassman, who's not afraid of demo work and is often found on the job site in stilettos and Gucci tool belt. Color Splash and HGTV design star David Bromstad will be our special guest on January 23rd. And coming soon to My Fix It Up Life, Christopher Lowell from Fine Living Network's Work That Room and Paige Hemmes from ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Check out podcasts of My Fix It Up Life on iTunes and become a fan of the show on Facebook to find out what's hot in home improvement during the week. And don't forget to enter to win cool gear and tools we're giving away every Saturday during My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is what's next in home improvement entertainment.
We are back with My Fix It Up Life, and once again, in the vortex of geosynchronous orbit, we had our special guest, Ray Rosewell, on the line, but apparently the electromagnetic charges coming off my body, or static electricity in my hair, are preventing our phones from working.
You think you're quite powerful in some regards, many regards, all regards?
I don't think it. I just know the phone's not working. So
that's okay. Yeah,
the phone's good. He'll call back. I know he'll call back. We had your other guest on, and we didn't want to leave him waiting for that. That's
because
all.
He is a special guest.
We want to make sure he feels extra special and welcomed on the program. So I don't want to, you know, hurt your ego with the geosynchronous energy coming off of you. I know that it's created issues
in
the past.
Look, I'm wearing a jade pyramid necklace and all kinds of special
things. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I just don't want to discourage him from calling back everything, so there's some magnetic force field preventing his entrance.
Well, the things that we are going to talk about with Ray are...
And Ray is the president and CEO of Da Vinci Roofscapes.
Yeah.
And that is the... we have a...
That's easy for you to say.
It's really not easy for me to say.
It's not, in fact. It's impossible.
And we installed their Da Vinci slate roofing tiles on our house.
Yeah, synthetic slate.
Yes.
And fell in love with it. And once we got it on there, we had to talk to him. And I believe he is on the horn at this time.
Ooh.
Hello.
Ray, welcome.
Hi, Thank Ray. You. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing good, except that I can't manage a telephone. So we're working that out. But
thank you for being patient with us, too, today.
No problem.
Welcome, welcome. So what we were saying just a moment ago, I don't know if you could hear on the line, is that we've installed a Da Vinci Roofscape synthetic slate product on our house and fell in love with it and had to get you on the show.
That's great.
Yeah, we see the roof as an underused design element that we want to really amplify, shake out.
Celebrate
on our home, and these synthetic tiles are just awesome.
They really are.
So we want to find out more about it, really. But the first question is, for our listeners, because, you know, we're professional contractors, we know, how does regular person, dentist, accountant, or CEO of a roofing company know when it's time to replace their roof?
Well, there's a number of clues that you can look for. The goal is to do something about it before it actually creates a problem, you know, creates a leak that can damage things internally, or even more of a concern is create damage inside the walls with mold and things like that that you don't know about. And that's, you know, we all understand the health hazards associated with that. So some of it is inspecting the roof, doing a visual. You can do that from the ground, sometimes with binoculars. The other thing is to look around at your neighbors. If all the houses were built at about the same time and you see them replacing their roofs, that's probably a good clue that you should be thinking about it, too.
You know, that's something I hadn't thought of. Like,
that's really smart. Yeah.
If all the houses had been built in the same time frame, like in a subdivision or something of that nature.
Exactly. Because, typically they're going to age at the same rate. And if somebody's doing that, and beyond the practical side, of course, is if everybody else replaces their roof, yours is going to look terrible.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Well, everybody knows, I mean, it's almost, I don't want to say it's almost a foregone conclusion, but, you know, the baseline roofing material, I guess it's fair to say, is some type of asphalt shingle.
Mm-hmm.
Or composition shingle, and, you know, like we've talked about and I've written about before, the roof is just such an overlooked design element of a house. What's the next step someone should take, say, once they've determined their roof is ready for replacement?
Well, you do your research. There's a number of ways to do that. I think you mentioned earlier somebody asked the question about how to find a contractor,
mm-hmm.
and you gave some great tips on that. If you go to our website, DaVinciRoofscapes.com, we have a group of contractors who we have factory trained, and they're called Masterpiece Contractors.
I wish I was called a Masterpiece Contractor.
I can call you one in private, I guess, but I don't think we can actually officially call you one.
I haven't earned the designation.
No, no, no.
And they're
that's a really good service to have, is to know that if you're going to have this type of roof, that you have someone who's trained to do it.
They're trained, and we know they've done Da Vinci roofs before and installed them, and that the homeowners were happy. And if that's the only way they can maintain the designation as a masterpiece contractor.
I gotcha. And like we were saying before, you know, I guess people just assume. I mean, I've certainly installed my share of asphalt shingle roofs. And the Da Vinci product is more of a, well, I guess this should be a question. Is it more of a premium product, or is it a design thing, or what are people facing when they move into a synthetic slate tile?
Well, typically, it's an aesthetic-driven decision as opposed to keeping your house dry. There's lots of ways to do that for less money. But there are other elements. Compared to real wood, our shake product is much more forgiving long-term. Our fire rating is the best fire rating you can have.
Hmm.
With real wood, over time, you have to get that recoated in order to make sure it maintains its fire retardants. It collects bugs, it rots. It's also doesn't have the impact performance that our product has, which is important in hailstorms, in areas prone to hailstorms, and of course today with global warming and climate change, I think we're all seeing severe weather patterns changing. And sometimes unpredictably.
And I like, you know, for our home, that we have the comfort of not having to worry about the roof at all. Because the fewer things I have to worry about, the better off that we are, I think.
Oh, there's no question
about
it.
There's comfort in that.
So what I'm hearing you're saying is there is a durability advantage in addition to an aesthetic advantage with Da Vinci Roofscape products.
Well, and that's the underlying value is the durability. I mean, the aesthetic, the whole idea behind our product when the founder started this 10 years ago was to take advantage of modern material science and provide the homeowner with the same aesthetic that you get from natural slate or real cedar shake without any of the inherent shortcomings that the natural products have from a material standpoint.
1255. Okay, so with increased durability, we're also, you're knocking on the door of a green option as well. And most people, I think, would not think a synthetic product is green, but I bet I'm wrong here.
Well, there's two different messages here in terms of how we are green. One is the fact that we offer cool colors, which are ENERGY STAR compliant,
mm-hmm.
and reduce the temperature of the roof and the greenhouse effect that comes with the increased heat island effect that you'll see in large cities. The other is that, and I think you mentioned this earlier, that you've seen a lot of 20-year roofs that are replaced well before their 20-year life. We're a 50-year roof. We guarantee the product for 50 years. So you may have to replace an asphalt roof two or three times in the same life as a Da Vinci product. And if at some point you decide that you want to take the roof off, if you return the material to us, we will recycle it and use it in our underlying starter shingles.
Oh, that's so good.
So, yeah. So you're putting a roof on once for virtually the life of most people's life
so
in a home.
So there's less waste.
There's less waste when
and
you install it.
And it's recyclable,
it.
So less waste.
Yeah, and I know from installing it, the way you do the end runs of your shingles is a no-cut shingle, so you're not throwing stuff away.
Less waste
all the way around. Now, there's one other thing, Ray, that I read about before we got started here on our phone call, which is Da Vinci's involvement with Homes for Our Troops. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Well, that's a charity that provides either homes or from the start scratch new homes or renovations for severely injured veterans, servicemen and women coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. And, you know, one of the advantages of medicine today is that the survival rate is much higher than it was 20, 30 years ago. So a lot of people that are injured live to come back to the U.S. And the goal of Homes for Our Troops is to provide them with a house that can become their home that's designed and accommodates whatever their disability might be.
Man, that's unbelievable. And do they have a volunteer force, or are they a crew on their own?
No, they rely heavily on volunteers. We're a corporate sponsor. We have provided roofs for Homes for Our Troops homes. I was just up in New Jersey Tuesday, where we turned over the keys to a veteran who was had his spinal cord severed by a sniper, and he's a paraplegic.
Oh, no.
And they did it, and he was he couldn't have been happier with what was done. And it took over 1,000 people involved to build that house.
Wow.
Can our listeners find anything about this at DaVinciRoofscapes.com, or is it a separate site?
It's a separate site. If you go on homesforourtroops.org, you can get the information there. You can click on a map, and it will tell you where they're planning to build homes. So there's an opportunity for you to get involved locally. And if you know somebody who needs help, there's an opportunity for you to provide Homes for Our Troops with that information.
Okay.
That's so good.
Hey, Ray, I've got roughly 50,000 more questions that I'd like to ask you.
But we're up against a break, so unfortunately.
Yeah. Can we invite you? Well, I guess we can invite you, but would you actually? We can invite
you.
This happens all the time. I invite people to parties and they don't come. But if we can invite you back to this party at some point, we sure would love to have you on again.
Just let me know when, and I'll make myself available.
Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back in a moment with my Fix It Up Life.
Mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit codifydesign.com. That's CODIFY design.com. I love the new music on my Fix It Up Life. This is great. Rock and roll. But we don't have time. Teresa, I don't have time for this. We've got to blow through our Bostitch Roofing Nailer giveaway.
Yay.
Because we are getting preempted a little bit early by some football.
Yes, we are.
So let me just get right to it. Joe C. Romero from Denver, Colorado, mm-hmm. which I call Deco, mm-hmm. is our winner this week. We got some awesome answers and some particularly good ones. Maybe we should post them on Facebook.
We can, yeah.
I think I should win this fantastic tool because of this. I recently worked for a roofer who is so super tight he squeaks when he walks. He's trying to convince me to buy his used Bostitch nailer for $200 and another $50 for the air hose. He bragged about how great the gun was, and he was working me to sell it, and blah, blah, blah. And the thing was old, and it was beaten up, and guess what? I was ready to buy, and it broke that day. Well, he bought a new gun, then he managed to drop it off the roof, breaking it using the big box rental plan.
Ooh.
He actually brought it back saying he got it that way. So you know what I want to do? And I'm inserting my own language here. Stick it to him. I work hard, and I want to show up with a new tool to do my job as best that I can. So, Joe, that is something we can get behind.
We definitely can, and we're excited to give this to you.
So look forward to this gun. I've used it. It is going to pay you back manyfold. Teresa?
And coming up on next week's show, Mark.
Yes,
I'm excited because we were on the roof this week, and next week we'll be inside the kitchen with our special guest, Jeff Devlin, who is a carpenter on HGTV's Spice Up My Kitchen, and with certified kitchen designer Connie Edwards. And you know what we have up for grabs?
What do we have up for grabs?
A Stanley lighted level, which is great for any kind of kitchen remodel. And so email us at info@myfixituplife.com or post a message on Facebook and let us know why you'd like to win this prize, and you might just win. So check us out online at myfixituplife.com, on Facebook, and become our fan for special insider news this week. And tune in next Saturday at noon for My Fix It Up Life.
That is Evo. Welcome. I was walking down the street.